What an important song.
Oh.
The song is so important, I promise you.
The guitar, those keys.
Yeah, I know, amazing. Oh my goodness. It's KK and the Twazis with Kema. We also checked out KP Illis, Script and Waters with Wylin, Namibian Music, Loud and Proud on Namibia's Heart and Soul. 7:16, that's your time. And you should know that today is Heroes Day, August 26. Yeah. Now, if it's one man that is in the thick of things right now, that was part of the organization, organizing of today's commemorations in Namibia, is the Executive Director of the Ministry of Information, Communication and Technology, Dr. Odin Maten. We've got him right here with us. So, Dr. Maten, good morning.
Good morning, SK. Good morning.
How are we doing this morning?
Well, very good. You guys are very happy every day. I don't know how you do that. when I grow up, I want to be like you.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think it's one of those, you know, when you do what you love, it comes a little bit naturally,
Now, my good doctor, you're finding yourself right now in Omathia, right?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about today's program.
Indeed, we have a not so long program. By 12 o'clock, 12:30, we should be done. Really,
okay.
We are here to commemorate Heroes Day. As you know, it is Genesis in 26 August 1966, when the first bullets were fired to liberate our country. So we have everybody from all parts of the country coming to join the president, who has invited all of us to ensure that we don't remember the sacrifices made by those that have come before us. Some are still alive, some have since departed. So our obligation is to really to commemorate that, and then at the same time celebrate their sacrifices to ensure that our country is liberated. So we have a lineup of activities. As we speak now, the gates have already opened. As early as 4 o'clock, we started ferrying people from different parts of Oshikoto region to come to Omathia and then be present. So by 9 o'clock, we should be kicked off. 12:30, as I said, we're good to go.
Okay, so maybe just give us a little bit of a breakdown as to what's happening on the ground. I know that Rashiham, I think he posted something on his Facebook that he's also there. You know, in terms of entertainment and anything else that will be happening on the program today?
Indeed, we have Rashi Hammer performing, with Ndilimani performing. And we have groups from within Oshikoto region, but also we have a choreography that's going to be performed by a combined cultural group from all 14 regions of Namibia. So they're going to be displaying a choreography for us for about 7 minutes, and then after that is done, then we'll have the NDF and then Air Force also doing their thing. Obviously, they will be flying fly past, coming out of Ondangwa, which is about 90 kilos from where we are. So they will be flying out of Ondangwa to come and show Air Force display. So it's going to be a very packed day, but at the same time, very concise, because we want to make sure that by 12:30, after the president has spoken, everything else is done, we're good to go.
Apart from our sitting president, Nangolo Mbumba, who else will render a few words during this commemoration?
As you know, on occasions such as this, the president is really the keynote speaker.
Yes.
But obviously we have the host regional governor who is going to be doing the welcome remarks. There's no other speakers other than the president. We do not have a guest of honor this time. You recall that last year we did have the president of Cuba. So today is only our president who is going to rendering a keynote address.
All right.
Okay.
As for the economy of Omathia, I'm sure the local businessmen and women are extremely excited at the economic injection that this will bring to their town.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, Omathia is not as big as some other towns. You know, accommodation here, for instance, is a bit of a challenge. People are sleeping as far as Oshikoto, Oshakati, and some are driving from Chumap, and then a few of us were lucky to be accommodated in Omathia itself. You know, so, but if you look at, which is your general question now, the economy, you know, it's booming here. All the restaurants are full. You can't be at a place where you're not finding people eating. And And I think this has been wonderful for the local economy, for driving the local economy. So I think that's the idea of rotating these national events across the country, so that each region has an opportunity of hosting something of a national day.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of which, actually, I was going to ask, why Omfia this time around?
Indeed. You recall that last year, the National August 26th would have been held in Omfia, save for the fact that the president of Cuba came to join us. Mm-hmm. Logistically, it was impossible to bring the event to August because they came with a very big plane that we've never seen before. It couldn't land either in Onangwa.
In
Hoogfontein either. So that the only Jose Kutako had the capability of landing a plane that size.
Mm.
So for that reason, we said, look, let's take it to Windhoek. So now this year, we are really compensating for the fact that we couldn't host it in Omfia last year.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why we'll bring it here. Next year, the new president will decide where it's going to take place.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Amate. Is there any last and final words from your side?
I just wanted to reiterate the fact that when people do come here, please, they must leave any form of weapon at home. This place is the most secure place in the country today.
Mm.
The president here, the vice president here, the deputy prime minister and ministers and all other ambassadors from representing different countries, they are here. So this is the most secure venue in the country right now. So there's no need to bring your okapi here or anything else.
Your
we're going to
spray.
Be protected once you have. If people spray, they must also leave all of that. So
okay.
We want to really commemorate this in peace. There should be no disturbance of any kind.
Yeah.
And when they do come, there is plenty of food. They shouldn't worry about the fact that what am I going to eat. We are aware of the fact that over 15,000 people will be coming in here.
Okay.
So we are ready to ensure that we provide them security, provide them something to eat.
Mm.
So we really encourage them to come out in big numbers. We want to mark this day together with everyone else.
Mm. Right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Mata. We appreciate you and the team that put in hours and hours of work to put this together. I can only wish you guys all the best throughout the day.
Thank you so much for the good work you're doing for our country.
All right, cheers. Thank you so much, Dr. Mate, honoring our martyrs. That's Heroes Day, the Executive Director of the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology, just laying out the program for us for today. It's all happening in Omfia.
Mm.
Man, I really wish I was in the north. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, no, same. We missed out a lot this weekend.
Yeah, we actually did. Weddings, a trade fair opening, and now... Heroes Day commemorations.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. 7:23. We've got Thames lined up, and maybe, just maybe, we will also squeeze in Drake.
You wanted more? So MTC has boosted the Aware Fair.